Hey love, let's take a look at you and love. Without love, everything is kind of less important. When love slips out of our lives, when we lose our partner, or when we don't even know how to get a soulmate with whom we can share life, we often lose faith in true love. And as we are love, this also means that we become a bit separate from ourselves. What if your heart would be finally ready for the most beautiful love story of your life? Love is elementary. Love is the foundation of our lives. Love is what makes us happy and fulfills us deeply. As a little child, it's our parents' love. Then it's the deep friendships that come along and make us feel loved and secure. Later, love for another person who's wonderful for us. The feeling of oneness with another person, to be accepted and connected on a deep soul level. Love has many, many, many colors, and our soul doesn't want to do it without any of these colors. We want to feel the security of our family. We want the ease of deep friendships, and we want the fire of a passionate love for another person. It's the foundation of our life to love and to be loved. And if love falls out of our lives, then a part of us is missing, because at the core of our being, we are love. We are not meant to live without love. And so our soul strives to integrate this love into life, no matter what old wounds and disappointments you may have experienced. Your heart is longing for deep, intimate love. To say you don't need a partner and prefer being without a partner is a bit like saying you are afraid of getting hurt again. Love takes a bit of courage. Inviting true love into your life means moving you out of your comfort zone, showing yourself the way you are, and by that I mean becoming who you really are, following the calling of your soul, not hiding behind masks, patterns, or other people, to explore who you are, what you want, what touches you, what makes you happy, what is nourishing for your heart. Only if you clearly know who you are and live authentically, you can attract the most beautiful and wonderful person into your life. It's not about having a partner to someone, right? It's having someone with you who's a perfect match for you right now. You want to have the right one. And it's not about having a soulmate either, because there are thousands and thousands and thousands of soulmates. They walk past you every day on the street, in the subway, in the supermarket. But you don't only want to have a partner or a soulmate, you want to be with a person who touches your heart. But how can another person touch your heart when you hide it, close it, and have built a beautiful protective wall around it with a big fat smile? Inviting love into your life means opening your heart again for everything, nature, kids, other people, animals, music, dance, sex, passion, adventure, the unknown, surprises. Love means to feel and to be felt, and a closed heart cannot be felt. A closed heart is not attractive to other people. The only thing you will find when your heart is closed are other people with closed hearts. And if that's fine for you, that's fine, because that's totally going to work, right? Closed heart, nothing to argue about. Yet if you're looking for someone who's truly capable of loving you, you need to be someone who's truly capable of loving another person. And when your heart is not fully open yet, but you want to be fully, fully, fully loved, you will only meet other people with closed hearts. And this will end in a short and probably painful relationship. You can't expect love from a person whose heart is closed. If the heart is closed, there can be no love shining out, and a new painful experience would be inevitable. So yes, love is for the brave ones, the courage to show your true self, the courage to be vulnerable, the courage to learn from old mistakes, instead of hiding behind your old mistakes, instead of holding a grudge against yourself. It's essential to heal the old wounds, to forgive yourself, to open your heart, to see who you really are and what makes you happy, to live authentically, and to invite a wonderful soulmate into your life by simply being who you really, really are. We rarely make the perfect choice of partner right from the start. So there might be a few ones who will not be there forever, which is okay. Sometimes we end up in relationships that are not meant for eternity, but they help us to grow and to learn. Every partner is a mirror of your personality. He will bring up love and relationship patterns in you. He will show you your fears and bring you to your limits if necessary. And everyone that's at your side can be a wonderful teacher as well. Not every partner will stay in your life. That's okay. Make peace with it. The more you have resolved your love and relationship patterns and fears, the more you have healed old wounds, the more you know clearly what you want to experience and what you want to give in a partnership, right? Giving, not receiving, right? It's very easy to make our supermarket list for shopping a soulmate. Think about what you want to give in a partnership. The easier it will be for you to draw that wonderful partner into your life, a partner who seems to be somehow perfect for you. Unless you have clarity about who you are and where you want to go, you will end up in relationships that do not fulfill you, may even limit you, and therefore have an expiration date. It's important not to be stuck in such a relationship, not to deny a lack of love or passion, but to seek this love and passion again. Not every relationship that has fallen asleep is doomed to end. By changing your patterns about sex, about love, partnership, about bonding, oneness, trust, and showing yourself as you are, a relationship can jump to the next level. Intimacy arises through openness, through vulnerability, through loving communication, through mindfulness, through sincere love. And honestly, even when your relationship seems to be over, give it a chance. You loved that person once. Relationships should not be carelessly discarded. Every relationship deserves at least one attempt to reactivate it, to be filled up with love again. Because if you don't change, if you don't solve your fears, your blocks, your patterns, then you will simply experience the same situation or a very similar one with a new partner. Running away from your patterns is never a solution. Healing them brings love, brings passion, brings abundance in so many beautiful ways. And healing comes from within you. The other person is never the wrong partner. The other person is exactly the right partner for this moment. How long this moment is going to last depends on your patterns and on your subconscious fears. And sometimes this results in a respectful separation, and sometimes it results in having this true, deep love for the other person again and feeling completely and fully connected with your partner. A life without love is not a real life. If you do not feel the love in your relationship that your heart desires, then it's important to take a look and the courage to make a difference within the relationship, and also to have the courage to leave the relationship when you come to understand that it's necessary to leave, act out of love for yourself. And then the true adventure begins, the adventure of love, the search and finding of deep feelings, the nakedness of the soul, the dance of the heart, the fire. You shine. Your divine glory is coming out. You are becoming more and more yourself. You're living more and more by your own rules. You're radiating love out of every pore. And the person who fits into your life now, will come into your life. Soulmates come because they resonate with your energy, with your vibration. So once you're saying energetically, I'm ready, that person can show up and you will be in the right place and it will be the right time and it's going to be just perfect. So if that person hasn't shown up so far, it's time to discover your true self. And sex is one of the most beautiful expressions of love. And at the same time, so many women have trouble surrendering during sex, relaxing, letting go, and immersing themselves into the moment. When passion disappears within a relationship, it's kind of dying. And sex is an important part of a relationship. The way one opens up and surrenders to love reflects the connection of the couple. Sex, in that sense, is a mirror of your relationship, of the way you are connected with each other. At the same time, we also have so many negative thought patterns, fears, and concerns about sex because we never really learned how to be intimate with someone you love. And so relationships are often based on the illusion that the partner already knows what to do. The necessary communication about one's own needs, wishes, limits, and craziness is often missing. Out of shame, you don't talk about that. For fear of rejection, what if he thinks I'm crazy? You don't communicate properly out of insecurity. But if you can't explain to your partner what you like and what you enjoy, how can the other one know? If it seems impossible for you to talk about sex, then experiment together. How can you ever experience this deep feeling of oneness and surrendering during sex when you don't have an open communication? And it's such an important part of having a beautiful relationship. What is blocking you from a fulfilled sexuality are simply old beliefs and thought structures in the subconscious that maybe forbid you to enjoy sex or talk about it, to love and surrender completely. Intimacy is a playground of a relationship, and both must play an active role, otherwise the relationship will die sooner or later. Bad sex or not having sex at all is usually the beginning of the end of a relationship. And we can pretend for a while that it is not so important, but intimacy is elementary. It connects us with our partner. The deep intimacy of sex helps us to go through crises, reduces stress, and keeps our connection strong. Because you can have good conversations, common hobbies, and identical ideas about life with your friends. If your partner becomes a friend and is just a friend, then the relationship is kind of dead. So it's very worthwhile to look at it and transform your issues, worries, concerns, and fears and insecurities regarding sex. And often women pretend to have no more desire for their partner. They believe that with a new partner, everything would be better. They think about separation, cheating, opening up the relationship for more people. But at its core, the problem lies elsewhere. And as always, the solution is not to be found outside, but inside. You are the key to your own happiness. So ask yourself, why did you choose this partner? Sometimes we subconsciously choose a partner whom we do not find sexually attractive at all. And this happens out of old, not healed injuries. And it's called self-protection. Your subconscious believes it can protect you from further emotional injuries. And in the end, it hurts twice. For entering a relationship with someone whom you do not deeply love, and because eventually you will have to leave that person. A wounded heart is trying to play safe. It's a closed heart. A closed heart cannot surrender because the subconscious no longer allows it. And so the desire for sex goes away. No matter whether with yourself or another person, we often reject our sexual energy when we are disappointed in love, and then we attract another wounded person who's just like we are at that moment. Then you're going to have unfulfilling relationships, and this will hurt again. This happens over and over and over until you finally become brave enough to simply open up your heart again. So it's really important to get out of this cycle, because without fulfilling sex, you can't have a fulfilling relationship. And without this form of love, you will never be able to shine your inner beauty. So how about trusting in love again? How about being able to indulge in sex and to live an intimate and fulfilling partnership? When you understand what stories your subconscious tells you, where and how you limit yourself in enjoying your sexuality, and how you let go of these patterns, then the adventure of passion begins. If you are bored with sex with your partner, it simply means that you are not communicating openly, honestly, and intensely enough. Talking about sex seems difficult to many. We believe that amazing sex must happen by itself, and that a partner must already know what we want, even if we do not know it ourselves. If our environment, our family, our friends don't talk openly about sex, we never learn how to communicate our sexual needs wholeheartedly in a partnership or during sex. Communication and a relaxed approach to one's own needs create freedom and space for creativity and variety. Can you be clear about what you want to have in bed or wherever? Where and how and when and why? We often have blockages in communication, fear of rejection and misunderstandings. And these patterns often do not come from us at all. We have inherited them from our parents and grandparents, and yet they limit us in expressing our love, because sex is an expression of your love. If you don't trust your partner enough, if you can't surrender, if you are unsure about your body and your performance, then orgasms can get lost. And because most women don't want to communicate that they didn't have an orgasm, they also do perform the orgasm. An orgasm is easily to be faked. The only problem, the emptiness within you, because you did an orgasm, you didn't feel this burst of energy. So you can't ignore this emptiness. And it's getting bigger every time. And it's bringing tension into your relationship, because most people project this dissatisfaction onto their partner, and the inner stress is perceived by the other person. And yes, everyone can have orgasms. It is innate to us and doesn't have to be learned. All you have to do is let your body do it. When we remove your patterns about a lack of trust, a lack of surrendering, which means the fear of surrendering and the fear of losing control and the fear of dropping and healing past rejections, then your body gets the permission to experience whatever you want to experience. If you have had bad experiences with sexuality in the past, then it's quite possible that your subconscious reduces your ability to orgasm. Maybe you develop the feeling of not wanting to show yourself naked. You find little aches and pains to avoid sex. Not that you invite them. Your body produces them to protect you. So maybe you'll gain weight, you get gray hair faster, your skin ages faster. That's a protection program of your subconscious mind. If you regain a relaxed way of dealing with your sexuality, then you are internally relaxed, therefore more attractive, because you are in harmony. And orgasms come by themselves, because then you'll be all in your feminine power, which means your heart is open, you are connected with yourself, you are connected to your inner wisdom, you can make smart decisions and you can take brave actions because you are acting from a space of inner strength, inner power, and inner clarity. So connect with your heart, talk with your heart daily. Get the guided meditation on my website, divineglow.com, to start this process of opening up your heart again, of reconnecting with your heart, removing the walls around your heart, to be free to love and joy. I wish you so much love. I love you.